This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Dave Richard is CBS Sports fantasy football expert. He's a Chicago guy made good, and you can catch Dave and the rest of the CBS Sports fantasy crew on CBS Sports HQ. Streaming live 24/7 on anything that gets Wi-Fi for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Good morning, Dave. How are you, bud?
What's up, fellas? It's good to talk to you as always, and always happy to be on in the Windy City, my hometown, and the Bears back in action this week against the Dolphins in my current hometown of Miami. And listen, I think this is an interesting game. I'm curious to see how much the Bears really try and attack the weakness of their opponent versus just keep doing what they've been doing. And again, I'm going to say what I said last week. It was refreshing to see Matt Nagy change up the way that the offense operated last week or the last time they played, and it was amazing. It was very successful for them, obviously. Six touchdowns, are you kidding? Amazing isn't even close to the right word. But the Dolphins' pass defense, I think, is pretty good. I'm not sure what their pass rush will be like. Their run defense has been a little shaky. I wonder if this is a week where they kind of go back to basics a little bit and they lean on Jordan Howard and give Tariq Cohen certainly maybe not as many carries as he had in week four, but certainly maybe a dozen touches. And they try and lean on the Dolphins with their run game instead of trying to throw all over them.
Well, Jordan Howard might be smiling after the game then, even if for a change.
Is Mitch going to be able to? I mean, how did that one game change the way you view him? What is his fantasy outlook this week?
Well, I'm not ready to start him again. I think the matchup is going to be tough for him. If Cameron Wake doesn't play for the Dolphins, that's their best pass rusher. Yeah. Then I think things will get a little bit easier for him. But Andy Dalton had a cream puff outlook last week. Everybody thought he'd do well against the Dolphins. I was a little bit worried about him having a letdown game, and he did let you down, but part of it had to do with the Bengals defense scoring some touchdowns, and it was just a tough game all around. The Bengals barely had time of possession in their favor. It was a close game. Fantasy owners have jumped aboard the Trubisky bandwagon. He is 53% owned, so he's owned in more than half of the fantasy leagues of CBS Sports. That's more than Eli Manning. That's more than Dak Prescott, Marcus Mariota. It's more than Case Keenum. It's more than Joe Flacco. I'm not ready to call him a starter. I think there's some people that are going to rush to put him in their lineups. I think they'll be disappointed. But I do think he does have some potential long-term for those weeks when the Bears have some easy matchups on the pass and not necessarily on the ground. And two of those matchups are coming in weeks 7 and 8. The Patriots are coming to Chicago. The Jets follow after them. Don't know if the Bears are going to win those games outright, but they should be able to throw the ball with some moderate success in those matchups. This isn't a week for Trubisky. Week 7, week 8, those might be.
Tonight, Dave, we have Eagles and Giants. They kick off this week, and I found it intriguing on CBSSports.com. Your sneaky sleeper of the week, Eli Manning.
Ooh,
interesting.
Yes. And you know what? He's actually played well. At least his numbers have been good. Two of his last three games, and you go back and you look at his track record against the Eagles. And last year especially, oh my gosh, at least three touchdowns and over 300 yards in each game. And one of those games was without Odell Beckham, and that was when Philadelphia's safeties were healthy. The Eagles' defense right now, they're trying to get pressure on the quarterback. Their secondary really isn't playing well. They're starting an undrafted rookie who is a cornerback at free safety. He's got speed, but not a lot of experience. I think the Giants try and take advantage. And I really believe that with their offensive line playing better, ever since they benched Eric Flowers and now he's off the team, Eli Manning's stats have improved. It's really something. It's really incredible how offensive line play impacts the rest of a team. I think Manning has a big game. And I'll add this. Carson Wentz ranked one spot ahead of him, both of them top 12 quarterbacks for me this week. But Lane Johnson just popped up on the injury report. The Eagles just added him. He's questionable for the game. That is a huge piece of the puzzle for Philadelphia as far as protecting Wentz. If he's not there, I'm a little bit worried about Wentz in this game, and I might put Eli Manning ahead of Carson Wentz if he's inactive. It's something that I've got to think about throughout the day. But for now, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, and both quarterbacks, as of now, top 12 in my quarterback rankings.
All right, your public seeks you. Let's start with, I guess it's AJ. AJ's on the road. AJ, you are on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dave, I made the mistake last week of starting Andy Dalton over Andrew Luck. I'm in the same predicament this week. Who do I start in a standard 12-man league? Thanks.
You're going with Andrew Luck until further notice, and there's just a beautiful storm brewing around Luck where the Colts can't run the football worth a lick. He's throwing accurately. He's starting to throw downfield more. There are zero concerns about his arm, and his defense stinks. So he's forced to throw a lot, and I think he has 120 pass attempts over his last two games, 121 to be exact. Got to be official around here with my Chicago guys. I think Andrew Luck is going to be very, very good this week. I think he continues to have that volume and therefore get a lot of numbers, minimum 300 yards and two touchdowns against the Jets.
This segment of Dave Richard is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Novell on the road. You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. PPR league, I know I'm starting James White and Saquon Barkley, but I need a flex for that flex spot. Should I start Zeke, Robert Woods, or T.Y. Hilton in PPR? Just one.
Well, T.Y. Hilton's not expected to play, and Robert Woods is a great PPR play, but how am I going to tell you to start Robert Woods ahead of Ezekiel Elliott? It is a tough matchup for Zeke, but I do think he'll get a lot of catches, and the upside is humongous for him. What a team, huh? That's a nice squad that you've got, Novell. Ezekiel Elliott is your flex.
Let's get to Mark. Mark's in Barrington. Mark, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. I've got Drew Brees and Matt Stafford on the bench, so I need to pick up a QB off the waiver wire. And you just got done talking about Eli Manning. I was wondering about Winston or Dalton or Derek Carr or somebody like that.
The only one I like better than Eli that's on the waiver wire in a bunch of leagues is Jameis Winston. So if he's there, go get him. Amazing matchup at Atlanta. They haven't been able to stop anybody. Their defense is banged up. But I also think you're in a position where you can make a trade. Maybe not necessarily this week, but in the future. Use Winston this week, and then you've got three great quarterbacks. Deal from that power point for your team. That's a lot of strength on your squad. Find a team that's either got a quarterback on bye in week 7, and there's a lot of good ones. Roethlisberger's on bye. Russell Wilson's on bye. People might want to just get rid of Russell Wilson altogether. Aaron Rodgers is on bye. Get rid of one of your quarterbacks. Trade him to a team that's got a quarterback on bye next week. It's something that will help your bench a little bit. Get that team stronger.
Jim and Aurora, you're on the score with Dave Richard. Hey, Jim.
Good morning. I got a standard scoring wide receiver question. John Brown or Doug Baldwin? Thanks.
It's Brown until further notice. And I know last week was a disappointment. It was his first bad game of the year. But he had double-digit targets. And I think that that's going to continue happening. I actually like the matchup for the Ravens passing game against those outside cornerbacks. For the Tennessee Titans, it's more a matter of whether or not Flacco will have time to throw. I think he'll have enough. John Brown is who I'm going with. Baldwin's got to show me something before I put him in my lineup.
We got a lot of people checking in on line, want to know about quarterbacks, Goff or Wentz, Big Ben or Rivers, Rodgers or Ryan. Well, Rodgers, that's a bad pick, right?
Rodgers is pretty good. I like Roethlisberger at Cincinnati. I think he continues to put up big numbers. Goff, for now, is outside of my top 12. And the reason why is because we are just not 100% certain that Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp will play against Denver. If he's got one of those guys, he doesn't need both, but if he's got one of those guys, I'm going to move him right back up. He's really been great for fantasy this year, and I would start him ahead of guys like Dalton, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins could have a bad game this week. I'm a little worried about him. And, yeah, I probably would go ahead and start Goff over both quarterbacks playing tonight. So hopefully we'll have a better idea of where Goff's at by about 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Chi-Town time on Jared Goff going into week 6.
Patrick in Bolingbrook, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I got a flex question for you, Dave. Half point PPR, Corey Davis, Sammy Watkins, or Kiki QT?
Pick one. Man, what a mess. Corey Davis really hasn't – he did not bounce back after that or didn't continue to play well after that big game he had 2 weeks ago. And Sammy's got a better outlook than Corey Davis, but I like what I've seen from Kiki QT. A lot of targets, a lot of catches over the last couple of weeks. He's the slot guy in Houston. Texans are having a hard time running the football, so what do? You lean on Deshaun Watson to throw a lot of short passes, and that's where QT fits in. And he's got the speed to take a pass to the house as well. Buffalo's defense is not very good. I love his upside, and that's why I'll go with QT over the others.
He's Sean. He is in Bloomington, and you are on with Dave Richard, Sean.
Hey, Dave. It's a flex PPR question. It's either Allen Robinson or Calvin Ridley.
I'm going to go with the upside of Ridley, especially in that matchup against Tampa Bay. Just so many points expected to be scored in Atlanta at home against Tampa Bay. That's usually a recipe for great success. Robinson just really hasn't gotten the job done to the level we had hoped. In PPR leagues, he only has one game with more than 10 fantasy points on the season. Bears are doing a nice job of spreading the ball around, and unfortunately, it's hurting Allen Robinson's numbers.
Texter wants to know, Carson Wentz or Mitch Trubisky?
It's going to be Wentz, and it'll be that way even if Lane Johnson doesn't play tonight against the Giants.
And we'll close it out with Sean. He's downstate. Sean, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Rodgers or Cousins this weekend?
It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. How can you say no to him at home against the 49ers? Their pass defense has been in the tank for a while, and Rodgers should be in a position to put up some nice points at home. I would call it a bounce-back game for the Packers, but Rodgers had over 30 fantasy points last week, 3 touchdowns. Curious to see who we'll be throwing to this week, because some of those guys should be in fantasy lineups as well, including Marquez Valdez Scantling. Aaron Rodgers can make a superstar out of anybody, no matter how many letters are in their name.
Dave, you're the best.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it, fellas. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
All right, that's great stuff from our guy Dave Richard, CBS Sports fantasy football expert.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.